A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is Tuesday class, 9 July 2024. As usual, we'll be sharing from this book, the wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta. Okay, as usual, let us gather for physical puja. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo.那么本师释迦牟尼佛，那么观世音菩萨，那么观世音菩萨，那么观世音菩萨，那么阿弥陀佛，那么阿弥陀佛，那么阿弥陀佛，那么弥勒佛，那么弥勒佛，那么弥勒佛。那么普贤菩萨，那么普贤菩萨，那么普贤菩萨，那么地藏王菩萨，那么地藏王菩萨，那么地藏王菩萨，那么佛菩萨，那么佛菩萨，那么佛菩萨。Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā Buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādhemi Svakkhato bhagavata dhammo Dhammaṃ namassāmiSupatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghaṃ namāmi Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo attassa bhagavatoArahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ GacchāmiDutiyampi Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ GacchāmiTatiyampi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Pānātipātā Vairamani Sikkhāpadaṃ Samādhiyāmi Ādīna Dānā Vairamani Sikkhāpadaṃ Samādhiyāmi Kāmesu MicchācāraVairamani Sikkhāpadaṃ Samādhiyāmi Musāvādā Vairamani Sikkhāpadaṃ Samādhiyāmi Sūrāmeraya Majjhapamādatthāna Vairamani Sikkhāpadaṃ Samādhiyāmi Padipa Puja.Ganna sarappa dithena dipena tamadansina tiloka dipang sambuddhang Udrajami bhutamonudang Ganda sambara yutena dupena hang suganghina Pujaye pujaniyantangPuja bhajana mutamang Vanna ganda gunopetang Etang kasuma santatin Pujayami munindasa Siri pada sarorohe puje mi budang kesumenanena punena mettena ca hotu mokhang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tatayati vinasa bhavang adivase tuno bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivase tuno bante male parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivase tuno bante bojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Now we shall make our puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or power. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect triple jam. Padang pujemi. Damang pujemi. Sanghang pujemi. As usual, we are off the light, yeah? So that you all can have your half an hour of awareness-based meditation. This awareness-based meditation is very useful and very important. We want to really develop the progress of Dhamma. The awareness-based meditation is to help you develop a stable inner awareness leading to heedfulness. As I have explained, to be aware is not to think. To be aware is the mind that is aware before the knowing. before the thought arises, before the aggregates of mind arise. So that aspect of the awareness nature within our form and mind, that one is the most important realization. You can realize that, you will come to understand that you have two minds. One is this pure awareness nature, the true mind, which is the first to arise from that nature. People call it by different names. Eh? Could be by Buddha nature or original nature, like the Mahayana call it, Bản Lai Thế Miên Mộ. Then sometimes people use the term the oneness nature. So all these are the various terminology that people use, but not important. Most important is to understand that there is this first thing that come out from that nature, the pure awareness nature. And this pure awareness nature, every living being has it. It is the primordial nature before the arising of the thought process. And this is how creation become possible. So from this pure awareness nature, we develop the understanding of how we become the form and mind, and how from the form and mind together with the sense basis within our physical body and the external sense data, upon contact the respective consciousness comes to be. And this is how you know the world, how you interact with the world. And this is how through consciousness we created the phenomenal world of consciousness. So the four circle formation that I explained can be understood. So now going back to the awareness-based meditation. Remember, the easiest way to get it is to follow the four support. The first support is, like I always stress on, you must know how to relax. Complete relaxation of body and mind, so that your body is without stress, your mind also without stress or problem. Means you are naturally at peace, at ease. So you can relax well, then your body and mind will be naturally at ease without any disturbance. Then second support is to maintain awareness. So maintaining awareness is very important, because that awareness nature is just aware. No need to know, no need to do, no need to verbalize or chatter inside or arise any thought process. So maintaining awareness is just be aware. Whatever arise, aware. Based on our six sense basis, upon contact, the respective sense or consciousness will arise. Then immediately, if you are not mindful, the content of consciousness will go in to your memory, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system, etc. Whatever phobia, insecurity, or even all of your accumulated scars of memories. These are the things that will trigger all the thought process, the thinking. Then from your memory, thought or thinking arise very fast, because thought is respond to memory. So all this can be understood. But the main source of energy for the arising of the mundane mind or the thought process or all the various mind states is from the pure awareness nature. From that nature, together with the senses, upon contact and the life force, it triggers off what we call the consciousness within our physical mind or physical body and mind. So when the consciousness is being triggered off, we become conscious. Can be conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile, you feel or think. That's how you know the world and how you interact with the world. So without mindfulness, you cannot see all this. You cannot understand all these movements. That's why mindfulness is very important. The other equivalent terminology for mindfulness is awareness. To be mindful is just to be aware. That's it. Yeah. So first support is relax. Body and mind, relax into any mind state or tension or stress or whatever uncomfortable aspect of your body and mind. You just relax into it. Allow yourself to relax into it, to be at ease without trying to do anything. We are acceptance. It's like you are dead. You cannot respond. You just let it be. And let everything settle down and relax. And let the mind return to its natural state of pure awareness. That's why when the pure awareness returns without the thought, then there is nothing to cloud your nature, your pure awareness nature. Then there is clarity. There is tranquility, stillness. The quality of the true mind, the silent mind, will manifest. That's how you develop the meditation, to realize that true mind, the pure awareness nature within. Then the third support is stabilize that, means continue to allow it to be, let it settle down and become very quiet, very still and very stable, and stay with the awareness nature. Then observe from there. The silent mind, that is the awareness, will be able to develop the observation. There is no utter or being to observe. It's just that nature which is aware, that can be aware of the movement. That's why you can say the silent observation of the reality of what is. So when you can do that, you can understand clearly who are you, what are you, and how you manifest and function as a human being for our case. Yeah. So all this is part and parcel of what meditation is. When you can understand all this, then you will be able to develop it well. Then when you are able to be mindful or aware most of the time or throughout the day with hardly any thought activity or movement, then your mind will settle down and become very quiet and very still. Then it develops what we call samadhi. Samadhi is the collectedness of mind, the stability of that mind, means unwavering. So the collectedness and unwavering mind that is in that pure awareness state will stabilize. And when it stabilizes, the mind enters sati. When mind enters sati, it means your mind is in sati. That's why after that, whatever arise through any of your sense bases, the moment of seeing, the moment of hearing, smell, taste, tactile or thought process, the mind is in the state of awareness or sati, which means all your seeing is in sati, specific phenomenal awareness. All your hearing is in sati. Similarly, smell, taste, tactile and thought process. Unless you can be in that state of continuous mindfulness, stability of mindfulness after the mind enters sati, you cannot develop heedfulness, We are to be heedful as per Dhammapada verse 23. You have to be constantly meditative and ever mindful. Means not only mindful, ever mindful, always mindful. Then constantly meditative means constantly using the pure awareness nature to develop the wisdom or the cultivation of the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is the cultivation of Noble Eightfold Path. So all this will complete the understanding of how you meditate and how you develop the wisdom and the understanding. It is the silent mind, pure awareness nature without thought, that can see things as they are via the direct seeing. And within that silence, that tranquility, that stillness, it can also insight into phenomena to awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. That's why without the silent mind, in pure awareness, you cannot develop the wisdom. Yeah? So, the third aspect of that silent mind is the silent observation of what is, means the reality. When you can do that, then you understand clearly how all this activity and movement come about, how your mental state comes about, how it stir, react to sense experience and create the duality of restlessness and other things, suffering, misery, how you entangle yourself, attach, cling, grasp. All this will become clear only after you are mindful, aware within, without thought, to observe and understand what is going on in life. That's how you will come to know clearly who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. You all can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calm, let's say inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the mind state that is the meditative mind state, where there is sati, there is faith, there is awareness within, and the stability of it, which is samadhi. And this mind can see things as they are, insight into phenomena to awaken to the universal characteristic and develop clear understanding of what is going on within nature, within the moment, in pure awareness. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chiyakawalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhamman Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadang Dhamma Svanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Svanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Svanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะอิติปิโสภะคะวะอะระหังสัมมาสัมพุทโธวิจาจารณสัมปันโนสุขโตโลกวิฑูอานุตโรปุริสธัมมสารถิสัตตเทวมนุสานังพุทโธภะคะวะติสวากาโตภะคะวะตาธัมโมสันติติโกอะกาลิโกเอหิปัสสโกโอปนายโกปัจจตังเวดิตาโบเวโนหิทิสุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอุโยปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญาญาปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสามีจิปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญาติตังจัตตาริปุริสยุคานิอัตตปุริสภูกาลาเอสาภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอาหุเนโยปาหุเนโยตักขิเนโยอัญจะลีกะระเนโยอนุตตรังปุญญังเกตังโลกาสาติสาธุสาธุSadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we'll continue from where we stopped. Eh? We are at page 589. Okay, the sutta says his house, while spacious, has only one door. Yeah? So this is the part where the Buddha actually under the Wonderful Dhamma, Lotus Flower Sutta, describe the analogy of the burning house. Yeah. And according to the sutta, the house that he gave as an analogy, while spacious, has only one door. So this example or analogy is very important. It explained to us why samsara is full of burning suffering, which is depicted as a burning house. It's just like the fire sermon. Everything is burning. Yeah. With what is it burning? The three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. So all this beautiful analogy. Yeah? Okay, we go to the commentaries of Xuanhua. Here, house means the sutta says his house, well spacious. Xuanhua asks, whose house is this? The elder's house means Sakyamuni Buddha. The elder's house is vast, it's like the universe. Ultimately, how big is it? It's as big as the three realms. So this three realm is actually our 31 plane of existence. We have the sensual realm, Kama Loka. Then we have the form realm, Rupa Loka. Then we have the formless realm, Arupa Loka. So these three realms, there are within these three realms 31 planes of existence where living beings can take birth and become living beings. So this analogy is very important. That's why in the commentary, Shenhua say, as big as the three rhymes, the rhyme of desire means the sensual rhyme, where there is a lot of sensuality. The word in Pali is kama, K-A-M-A, and this one is without the R, K-A-M-A. That is sensual. Then rhyme is loka. Loka is world, rhyme. Then we have the rhyme of form, means the form rhyme, rupa loka. Then the rhyme of the formless, arupa loka. So living beings, according to Xianhua, here he put run back and forth, actually is roaming in samsara, between the three rhymes. Being born, then dying, then being born again. They never succeed in freeing themselves from transmigration. Here the English word of transmigration is not so proper, not so accurate, because there is nothing to transmigrate. It's not what they call like a soul transmigrate to take another form, to become another being. No. The teaching of the Buddha on rebirth is the rebirth consciousness continue after the last thought, or they call it the death consciousness. The last thought moment or the death consciousness, if that one has avijja, then rebirth consciousness spring off. And that one is governed by the law of karma. There is no permanent unchanging entity like a soul that transmigrate or continue. No. So take note of the English word. So this what we call the rebirth in this three rhyme constitute the 31 planes of existence. Therefore, Sakyamuni Buddha came to this world, means our this universe, in his transformation body, to point out to all living beings that this hell is not a peaceful one. So you know what is a transformation body, right? Because the Mahayana like to use this, like you transform into another realm of existence or another type of being. Just for example, you may be one of the four willful realm, the hell beings, the animal beings, the betas or the hungry ghost rhyme, and also the demon rhymes. So these are the four woeful states. Not so happy, a lot of suffering, a lot of anger, hatred, delusion. Then you may be born a human being. We call it the manusa rhyme. So this human being is the in-between one, where if you have the wisdom and the understanding, the Dhamma understanding, then there is happiness, there is peace, there is joy. That's why it's called the sensual realm of happiness. Kama loka sukati. But if you are deluded, there is a lot of suffering too. That's why they say, you want to know what is hell? Check yourself, your mind state while you are in this world. You want to go to heavenly realm? Check your mind state. Because the Deva rhymes, the heavenly rhyme, and the Brahma rhyme, the 16 states of Brahma form rhyme, and the four formless rhyme, they have that type of mind state. That's why, according to what karmic conditioning you have, you will take birth according to your karmic conditioning. So all these are the understanding. So the next part of the commentary say, this house may indeed be spacious and large, but it has only one door. So the meaning here is very interesting. The house is an analogy of our universe, the three realm. So it is said the three realm hold no peace. They are like a burning house. You know what is the suffering world. We got a Buddhist hymn or Buddhist song. Oh, suffering world. So without the Dhamma understanding, samsara is actually full of suffering. Where the basic manifestation of suffering is very easy to understand. The Buddha explained, rebirth come, old age, sickness and death. These are the first four conditions that will bring about suffering. Then rebirth, not only old age, sickness and death follow, the whole mass of suffering follow. It's the fifth reality, sixth reality, seventh reality, and the eighth reality of the first noble truth. Yeah. Separation from your loved ones, prized possession, people whom you love, and whatever that you hold on tenaciously, or you think you own and possess. So all this, when there is separation, you are affected. You can become afflicted, miserable. Then when you are with people whom you don't like, as we have gone through, suffering will arise too. And when things don't go your way, when your expectations in life are not met, when you cannot get what you want, it gives rise to unhappiness, suffering, misery too. Yeah. Your expectation in life especially, you expect your bosses to understand and promote you or reward you for what you have done. Then you expect your loved one to understand you, to love you, to care for you, to provide for you, to sacrifice for you. But when you cannot get what you want, you suffer, you become afflicted, you become miserable. Then the Buddha under the eight realities, in short, he said, it is due to our individual sakarity or self-delusion that condition us to grasp at this five aggregate of form and mind, the so-called living being, or for our case, the human being. We think this is real. This is what we are. We existed. And this is our atta, or the personality, the ego, the identity that we cling on to. That's why we believe this is me, the physical body and the mind. Then what happened? You will suffer. You worry about this fellow getting old, getting sick, and one day die. Even injury. Yeah, this one is, the physical body is very, very fragile, very vulnerable, easily destroyed and damaged. Yeah. Then when you attach and cling on to this physical body, you develop the suffering of old age, sickness and death. Because you fear, you worry, you got a lot of anxiety, you had to add in injury. Then what happened is, when you believe the mind is also you, whatever feeling you experience, pleasant, unpleasant or neutral feeling, when you cling onto it, you suffer. Because there is craving, desire for the good state and the rejection for the negative state. That's why there is like and dislike, anger, hatred, love, envy, jealousy, argument, conflict, misunderstanding. All these are the duality that arise through lack of understanding. So these are the mind state that will evolve from the identity that we believe in. Then we believe the aggregates of feeling is you. That's why you attach, you cling to whatever feeling that arises. You want pleasant feeling, you reject unpleasant feeling. That's how we manifest the first two mental hindrances of sensual desire and ill will. Then after that, we attach to everything that we come to know through our perception, aggregate of mind, sanya. Through what we see, we perceive them. Just like how we know the world, we perceive all this that arise. Then we give meaning, we identify, then we try to own, try to possess, try to control or have power over. That's how possessiveness, war, conflict, suffering, affliction manifest. So all these are very clear. Then the next aggregate is worse. The next aggregate is all the mind state that you manifest through your sankhara activity. Means especially psychological memory, psychological mind states. Your fear, your phobia, your scars of memory, your worry, your anxiety, your deep resentment, sorrow, hatred, envy, jealousy, including your insecurity, your fear, and all this manifests as worry. Then when there is worry, the mind becomes restless, become clouded. You cannot develop the inner awareness to have clarity of mind state, to be in the state of tranquility, stillness, pure awareness, to be in that silence without thought. Without thought means no movement, no sankhara activity, no mind state activity or movement. So there is no becoming. When there is no becoming, there is no suffering. We are no more wanting to be anything. The craving has three. Craving to be and not to be. Then the other one is kama tanha, sensual craving. So all these three, without thought, cannot manifest. Without wrong thought, without delusion, it cannot manifest. So when we attach to all this mind state, that's how living beings suffer mentally. And the most common one is, and fear one is, they call depressive mind state, depression. Constant anger, hatred, resentment, until it become a cocoon of thought that continue to trigger off depressed mind state, or we call depression. Then because of that, their mind cannot settle down, they cannot sleep, they have insomnia, then mental breakdown. That's why they went cuckoo and develop a lot of mental suffering. And all this fear, worry, anxiety, stress, negative vibration or energy, they actually cause your immune system to break down. And because of that, your cells mutate and become cancerous or become toxic and become like very sick. That's how all the disease, the traumatic disease, they manifest. So all this is a result of lack of Dhamma understanding, attachment, clinging. Then the last mind state is consciousness. When we attach to consciousness, which is the greatest magician, we suffer more. when we attach to whatever we see through our seeing consciousness, we develop attachment, delusion. We give meaning, we attach, we cling, we get ourselves entangled. Then we attach to what we hear. That's why the sight and sound. You want the pleasant, beautiful. Yeah. And you develop all the attachment, clinging, grasping. Even your physical body, you want it to be forever young. Don't get old, don't get sick. And of course, don't die. That's why all the emperor in China last time, they crave for what? Longevity. 长生不老. So all these are not possible because, like the Buddha said, this physical body goes the way of nature. It's of the nature to grow old, get sick and die, for it has not gone beyond old age, sickness and death. So all this become very clear. So whatever you become conscious of, even your thought process, you attach and cling, you develop suffering, mental suffering, misery. Then when you attach to a physical suffering, then everything you perceive, every mind state you create and attach and cling or reject, they condition suffering. So this five aggregate of form and mind is very powerful. Without Dhamma understanding, without wisdom, it will delude you. It will condition you into Sakkaya Ditti, to grasp, to cling, to hold, and develop suffering and misery. That's why the final summary the Buddha said, in short, it is due to one's Sakkaya Ditti, self-delusion, that condition one to grasp on to this five aggregate of form and mind that he called dukkha or suffering. So the five grasping aggregate is dukkha. That's a upadana khandas, dukkha. So all this, when you understand, it become beautiful, clear, and you will not be deceived by the phenomenal world of form and consciousness. You will not get yourself entangled anymore. But you need to insight into it, awaken to it, develop the understanding of it through the direct seeing, through the silent mind in pure awareness. Okay? So we go back to the sharing. Yeah. So Xianhua said the three rhyme has no peace, which is true. We are the first noble truth reality, the eighth reality, that condition suffering is a noble truth. And this one is an Aryan truth. Means all the enlightened beings, they understand this truth. Truth that can awaken you and make you noble ones. That's why it's called noble truth or Aryan truth. Then the sutta continue to explain. Oh, sorry, the commentary continue to explain. He said the one door represents the one vehicle, the Buddha vehicle or supreme vehicle. In fact, before the supreme vehicle, the Buddha teach the provisional teaching, you remember? The sainthood way. That one also considered Dhamma door, understand? You also can free your mind and develop the wisdom until the wisdom of the Arahant, where no more ignorant, no more avijja. Then the form and mind upon his last thought moment, no more ignorant, it ceases to be. It realizes Nibbana. But because it doesn't take the supreme vehicle or bodhisattva way, it doesn't know how to manifest a form and mind via the pure mind transforming, via the pure mind through the karmic nature. So that one is without ignorance. That one is via love and compassion. That's why the four basic vow of the bodhisattva, the first vow, this nature of ours vow to take across all beings throughout the entire existence. Yeah. So that one can only come about through love and compassion for the living being. That's why you make that vow to come for the living being out of love and compassion. Ah, that mind, without avijja, can take birth also, can replace the deluded last thought moment to take conception. So there are two ways to have rebirth consciousness. One is via the deluded mind with avijja. The other one is the pure mind with love and compassion. That's why the bodhisattva that walk this way is called a bodhisattva. Sattva is being. Bodhi is enlightenment. So bodhisattva, directly translate, is an enlightened being that go this way. Because they already enlightened beyond suffering. That's why no more avijja. So when they die, they don't die like normal living beings within the 31 plane of existence that still have avijja. They have the vow with the pure mind. They can decide to return. That's why the bodhisattva vow can enable them to keep on coming. And the bodhisattva way can take very, very long. The fastest is about 3/4 world cycle or Asangaya Kapas. So far, the longest one they know of is Via Sada or Fate, is the one that Amitabha Buddha took 12 world cycle, almost 3 times the time taken for the one that developed it through the wisdom way, which is Sakyamuni Buddha's cultivation. So all this, you can develop the understanding. So this one Dhamma Dao, I want to make a slight correction in the sense that it's not just one. We have the provisional teaching leading to the sainthood way. There are many, many ways of developing those awakening. So actually living beings can free, but they don't get to walk the full bodhisattva way to understand the full teaching leading to the realization of Sama Sambuddhahood, the fully enlightened one. Yeah. So that is the only difference. Okay? So anyway, we just go through. Huh? The one Dhamma door, the one door represents the one vehicle, the Buddha vehicle or the Supreme vehicle. It is only through the Buddha vehicle that one can escape the tree realm, the place of unrest. Later, the text states that the house catches on fire and describes the children inside, means the great burning house, who are not afraid and continue to play happily. We call it the game of suffering. Wan tong ku de you see. That Mandarin phrase is very good. Because when you are deluded, you come to this existential world to actually play the game of suffering. And when without Dhamma, you suffer. You really suffer. There are so many conditions to bring about affliction, suffering, misery. Yeah. Without Dhamma understanding, without the Buddha's teaching, is very difficult. Really, really very difficult. Yeah. So here, they say later, the text says that the house catches on fire and describe the children inside the great burning house who are not afraid and continue to play happily. Just like our living beings on this universe and we human beings on this planet. You look around our planet, those who have traveled a lot, you will know, you may think it's a beautiful planet, when you have the means, materialistic, money and other things, means you can travel, you can fly, you can visit many places, but If you really look around, not everybody are so fortunate and have the means. The majority of them don't have. And there are people who are entangled with poverty, war, conflict, and a lot of what they call internal suffering, like the unfriendly climate condition. So all these nature's disaster that we hear frequently over the news, well, now news travel very fast. In fact, flooding is everywhere, storm. They got a lot of name for all the hurricane, typhoon, everything. But funny, all the names seems to be English name. We haven't hear some Chinese name. Oh, of course, Taiwan, they call Taiwan hurricane. Typhoon. Typhoon. Very often,
Summer.
So, Putting. Even Hong Kong also. I hear the what they call the alarm being sound. They got various level or no. I think until level 10. And very severe. And sometimes after level 8 or 1, they got to close the stock market, everything. Then even you cannot go to office and all those things. Then if you look at all the various nature's disasters that actually afflict the planets, like nowadays we got a lot of what they call heat wave. Heat wave. Then in China also, a lot of flooding. Then extreme cold, snow and all those things. Then infrastructure destroyed. Forest fire, earthquake. Slope failure, highway collapse, bridges, everything, building also collapse. So all these are the thing that people normally don't pay attention. Even like sometimes plane also can get into trouble, which we have witnessed many over the past few years. Then we have pandemic that really hit. And the tsunami is actually a very major destruction. The 2004 tsunami and the one that happened in Japan not too long ago. They are all very severe. So all these are like the great burning house within. But majority of the living being or human being that are not affected, they seem happy-go-lucky, etc. Still strive, go around doing all the nonsense, having fun. Of course, they enjoy their weekends and holiday. They go for their whatever good food, drinks and all those things. Not to say you cannot enjoy all those, but you must have the Dhamma understanding that all this reality, if you don't take care of karma, they can harm you, haunt you and afflict you. So all this is what the sutta is trying to project. They say these children, they do not know the danger of the fire raging in the house. They still believe their life is still good. That's they say what haven't happened to them. When it don't happen to them, they believe this is not a problem. Or somebody else's problem. But when it happened to them, then they start to look for understanding of what all this and how to overcome them. That's why don't wait too long to learn the Dhamma, to develop the wisdom and the understanding. In fact, there were many examples. And the latest one is one of the Kayamita, I think, from Singapore. She registered and she wants to attend the retreat, looking forward, full of joy. But then suddenly something happened to the husband. So she got to write to me to inform me in Padmasuri. He said, Bertil, looks like I can't go. I said, why? Then he said, my husband recently, he said, got a stroke, followed by the doctor said there is a growth somewhere, a tumor, whether it's cancerous or malignant or not, doesn't know yet, have to do a biopsy. Is it biopsy? The cancer one, biopsy. So he said, pray for the best and all. Anyway, I said, these are the realities of life and existence. It can happen to anyone. Then sometimes not only our loved one affected, it will affect you, but the individual also may be subjected to all this. Like in the early years, there are a few with cancer, with traumatic disease. They came for the retreat. They develop understanding, but they have to confront it, face it, and develop the understanding to embrace it. So all these are the realities of the first noble truth. Old age, sickness, and death can happen to anyone. That's why early on, if you all can recall, I think 4 years ago, Po Ching realized that. He said the urgency of practice, you remember? Contemplate on what? Marana Nusati means death can happen anytime. Don't take for granted that we can live until certain age or what. There's an English saying, what? Make haste while.
While
the sunshine, don't wait for it to be rainy, then you cannot make the haste. This one is for cultivation, understand? Do not procrastinate or delay your cultivation. Develop the understanding and wisdom, then prepare yourself well, so that before you leave this world, the Bodhisattva vow, the yellow card, the understanding is there, and your future has been taken care of. At least there is a safety valve, a safety way out of all this. So developing all this understanding is very important. Okay, let me continue from the sutta. So this is the part that hopefully by now you all understand. Do not be like these foolish people. They do not know the danger of suffering or the fire raging within our three realms. So this is an analogy for all of us who find the three realms to be delightful, to be a delightful place, especially when you are young, when you have worked hard, make your money, financial freedom, then you can travel and enjoy the good lifestyle and all this. But then, the first noble truth, in reality, you have to confront them sooner or later. Yeah. It doesn't mean you will be forever happy, peaceful, and free. Death can hit anytime. Disease, sickness, injury, or what can happen anytime. Nature's disaster is everywhere. Mishappening, mishap can happen anytime, anywhere, any place. So do cherish your human birth, the human life, and develop whatever wisdom you can so that you understand life, so that you will not have to suffer anymore when the time comes, so that you can confront all this first noble truth reality with wisdom, and you don't have to suffer. Like the Buddha said, suffering may not be the third noble truth. Nibbana can be realized. Cessation of dukkha is possible. Yeah. Can be realized in the here and the now. Okay, now we move on to the next part, the sutta part. Analogy of the 500 people. Many people, 100, 200, even 500 of them dwell within. So this is the sutta's energy of the burning house. Huh? So many people here means the humans that dwell in this house along with the beings of the five destiny. Yeah. So five destiny is what we call the one that have to go through. They are the six destiny, Liu Dao Lun Hui. Means you take birth within samsara, understand? Yeah. But the five destiny down there, which is the four willful state and the human realm, those are the ones that suffer a lot, understand? At least you Deva realm, Brahma realm, and the formless realm, they live very long, and most of the time is happy life, joy, but they only suffer when they are about to die. Yeah. So that is the reason why they say humans dwelling in this house along with the beings of the five destiny. What are those five destiny? The first 100 people represent the destiny of the, or they include the gods also, the devas. The second 100 represent the destiny of the human. Then the 300 people represent the animal realms. The third 100, sorry. The 400 hungry ghosts. Then the 500 is the hell being. Or those god means the demons, the demon realm. Yeah. It means it's not included, the deva realm. They call it god, I don't know why. Maybe the demon realm, they term it. Yeah. Someone may ask, Xuan Hua already answered. Aren't there supposed to be six destiny? What are asuras? Asura are the demons. Demon. Yes, there are six destiny. But in the Dhamma Flower Sutta, Miao Fa Lian Hua Qing, the text only mention the five destiny, because asura may be found in all the five destiny. Therefore, they are not separately identified. So this does not mean that they are left out altogether. It means that they are subsumed under the other five destinies. And thus, it's a secondary classification. Many people, including the beings in the five destiny, asuras, can be found among the gods, human beings, ghosts, and animal realms. But ultimately, they are asuras. Asura is a Sanskrit word that means ugly. The demons are very ugly. How are they ugly? Most people's nose are below their eyes, but the asura's nose are above their eyes. Would you say that they are good looking? Also, their eyes, ear, nose, and mouth are all bunched together in the middle of their face. Would you call that attractive? That is just the male asura. However, the female asura are very beautiful. I have told you this story before. Lord Sakka was once attracted by the beauty of the Asura king's daughter and asked the Asura king for her hand in marriage. The Asura king approved their marriage. Since Sakra had deep good roots, he delighted in listening to the Dhamma and went every day to listen to the Dhamma lecture given by an immortal. However, his Asura wife became suspicious, wondering where he spent his time and whether he had a girlfriend. When King Sakra returned home, his Asura wife said, "You go out every day. What have you been doing?" "I went to listen to the Dhamma taught by an immortal," he replied. Then the wife asked, "Could you bring me to listen to the Dhamma too?" she asked. "No, you cannot go," it would be very inconvenient for you to be there, King Saka said. His Asura wife became even more suspicious. She thought that Saka was not willing to take her with him, where he was hiding something from her. The female Asura had the spiritual power to make herself invisible. When Saka went to listen to the Dhamma, he followed him, but he did not see her. After arriving at the lecture hall, she made herself visible again. Then King Saka asked, "What are you doing here?" Then she shot back, he said, "What are you doing here?" "I came to listen to the Dhamma," he replied. Then she also replied, "I came to listen to the Dhamma too." She looked at the people in the assembly and saw many people, both male and female. There were many women, and although they were not as pretty or beautiful as she was, they are still attractive. So she became even more jealous and lost her temper, saying, "So you come here every day to fool around with all these women." When she lost her temper, King Saka lost his temper too and hit her with a lotus flower, although it was only a lotus flower due to his spiritual power. The blow was very powerful. Then she began to cry and ran to her father, saying, "King Saka or Lord Saka went against his vow and had affair with other women. When I followed him to understand what is going on, he hit me. You must avenge me." Wow, is it very long? Huh? See? I think we stop here. We have to stop here already. Okay, I mark this page. I didn't know it's so long. Yeah, page 591. Huh? Okay, so now we'll come to the second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you may have, Dhamma question, meditation question, or share your understanding of whatever Dhamma in daily life that you have gone through and experienced via your cultivation.
Good evening, Brother Mr. Steele, and all Kalamita. Brother Teo, maybe I'll share with you the experience about this. Vitamins capsules. So, 当我把那个 vitamins 放进去呢，我喝一口水的时候，哇，好烫。但是我又没有， you know, normally 那个 reaction 是把它吐出来的。
对。
但是我没有，我就是be with it， 但一下子就整个就 cease 掉，就是它的明白是一根即还原，就是六根解脱了。
对。
就是给我的 understanding， 我觉得哎，很奥妙。
That one can be very beautiful.
对，这个就是。
Especially when you go through the cultivation， 它会来 test 你的 ，it will come and test you. I remember the six sandal. I was developing this mindfulness of chewing. I was chewing this white rice. Surprisingly, towards the end, when the saliva melt the rice, there is carbohydrate, complex sugar. When it, the enzyme break it down, finally it becomes sweet. Do you realize or not? And the fragrance of the rice, they really stand out. So when everything is being broken down, then this thing manifests. That's why our senses, you realize, it's moment to moment. The awareness of it is just like the Zen analogy, you remember? They say drinking a cup of Chinese tea is Zazen. You understand the meaning or not? Why did the Zen master say it's Zazen? Yam chao ni ma. What is so unique about this tea? Because those with the Dhamma understanding and the mindfulness and the awareness, they can really taste that this consciousness is fully aware of what they are actually doing, that drinking and the tasting, means they are not lost in thought, you know or not? They are not heedless. So they are with the moment in pure awareness, with that nature, understand? They're experiencing the reality of life and existence. No? That's why I say you can experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. This is the meaning. When you are within the moment, fully present, that awareness is different. Everything you experience is pristine. There and then, no memory coming and tell you last time like that, now like that. No, that so-called taste without word one. And of course you can express it. This type of tea is beautiful or what? You can express it because you taste it and you really understand it. So most living beings, do you realize when we eat, we chew very fast on it. All sorts of fragrance, oh, we just take, then we just swallow it. But when you go through the cultivation, it's good to go through all this. Then you understand. Like Alicia experienced the heat and all those. I also experienced it, very hot. But when you are mindful and aware, you can endure it for a certain time. Then you need to put it down also, not in a haste one, you can slowly put it down. Then when I tested it, I remember when I was mindful, I told you that when I wake up, or when I develop the awareness, when I wake up from my awareness while in the bed after sleeping, I don't really sleep at that time. I'm fully aware. Most of the time I'm resting inside, their body completely at rest. Then the awareness is inside. Then when I decide to come out, the awareness continues. Then how the first thing that actually conditioned me to arise is the bladder. The bladder wants to go to the washroom. But very strange, you know. The mind that has the understanding is not in a hurry, you know. Not like normal time, Hitler's attack, everything is not important, you rush, and how you come out of the bed, how you enter the bathroom also, you can never recall. Because the urgency of that nature's call, that one, you run. But when you are mindful, I remember in 89, when I was counting, no need one, no. You can just, at your own pace, fully aware, then how, like I described, how I actually arise, my hand bodily movement, then how I move the comforter, fully aware. Then how I turn, how I arise, then how I in the sitting posture, then how I stand up, then how I move. Of course, you don't have to like slow motion like that, understand or not? No, normal pace, but you are fully aware. Your hand movement to open the doorknob of the washroom, you're fully aware, and the awareness and the kaya nupasana, the movement as one. Then how you push, how you go in, then how you approach the WC, how you sit, and before you sit, what you do. No need to describe it too much detail. Very mindful one, no? Then take your time to answer nature's call. Then fully aware. You must go through it. That cultivation is really, it will be with you one or the understanding. Then you know clearly, you know. Then when I was sick also, I remember. That you remember I told you the fistula that I went for operation. Before that thing is very painful. With the pulse, everything that normal people cannot take it on. But I want to understand. I not only endure, I develop the awareness, the mindfulness. Then I realize the body is the body. The consciousness, moment to moment, no. But the thing is so chronic. Normal people cannot take it already. You would have cried and yelled and all those things. Then you just want to the doctor to do something to relieve you. So all this, when you are sick, when you go through disease, sickness, or whatever, injury, you really have a chance to develop the understanding, like the Buddha said, this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. So, what is that suffering that is associated with aging, with injury, with disease? All these, when they manifest, you're fully aware. Then you realize the body is the body, because the consciousness is trapped inside the phenomena that is chronic down there, or the disease or the injury or whatever. It will give rise to that type of tactile consciousness. So if you attach to it, you become worse or no, you think you are in pain, no, understand? But when you are aware, you can endure it. It's moment to moment. It's the consciousness, the consciousness. Then when the grasping go in, you become like miserable, because you think that one is you. Then your understanding is there, no? The body is a body, you know. It goes the way of nature. This consciousness will arise. You got two choices. Accept it and be at peace with it. Understand? So that you need not suffer further. The other way is to lament over it, to complain over it, and to react over it and become miserable. Yeah. That's why the Buddha said, when the body is sick, don't allow your mind also to be sick. Because your mind can be separated. Before the doctor come, before you receive any medical attention, you have to endure, means you have to endure, understand? No? There is no two way, understand? Like in an accident, before the ambulance come or the medical team come, when you are in that state, you have to see it through, you have to endure. But when your Dhamma understanding is there, you got no fear, no? But that one is not real life physical condition. It showed it to me while I was in my, like you all call dream, but it's not dream. It's the manifestation from my nature's understanding to show it to me. Like last night I told you, I was in a situation where I know the pond are all like corrosive acid, but there is no fear. I just walk inside there. Then I realize the body is a body. Then after I come out of it, I realize that even no matter what happened, until my whole body, how it will not affect my consciousness, even though it can understand. Well, this is the reality of the form. Then the other test was, I told you all, that nature went up to very high altitude, or very very high, you know. Then all of a sudden it died, you know, straight, like hit the ground, although very high, but very high speed, you know. And you know what happened, you know? There was no fear, you know. I knew what this is, you see? Then I just silent my mind and be with the thing. Then when it hit the ground, not only no fear, you know, it emerged, you know, like full of joy, you know, that whole nature shot up. Means you pass the test. After that, no more. All those tests, no more. Yeah. After that thing, no more. Finish. Yeah. So what Alicia go through is very interesting. Yeah? Very good, Alicia. Sadhu. Huh? Yeah. And he continue to describe.
Bertil, 我觉得如果那个刹那如果他 go through 那个他肯定是吐出来的
因为那个temperature
是挺热的但是他的那个那一刹那他就是停在那里然后他就没有感觉他没有感觉然后所以然后我就知道 原来我在那个经书里面看到的就是这一刹那的所谓的一根，你那个一根没有再 manifest 下去哦，它就那个一根就全部没有，就没有任何的 manifestation 了，对，所以
That's why it showed it to you, and all these are very beautiful, amazingly beautiful, and 它的 wisdom that come with it, forever you can remember one, and no need to go to memory or whatever. But that understanding become a part of your nature. Oh, very, very strange. And the whole thing, you remember last time I told you, after 1989 when I awakened, I was walking, then suddenly I accidentally actually hit a metal pipe, you know, that protrudes from somewhere, you know. Very painful. Normal people were, then scold that fellow, stupid fellow, put this on. Not only none of the word come out, no. That so-called tactile pain or whatever, I didn't even yell or what, no. I just have the joy and I just laugh at it, no. Then silently feel the vibration, the tactile, the impact, the whole thing. Then I knew this is a reality. I got two choices. React to it, become miserable, then develop the wrong thought, wrong speech, everything. But this is a reality. Happened already. Why you want to do all those things? And this is for you to see. A test. That's why I went through all those. Then I told you my wife also in the Cameron, while eating, suddenly the drink poured onto her. Then I saw, with awareness of course, she didn't react. Means I said, God damn it, that's understanding. No reaction, nothing. Normal people would have blamed Meridian. So, why are you so callous? Why you go and do all this? Then, like excited. No, let it happen. Fully aware. Then need to clean, clean, need to do whatever do. All this will unfold when you are doing the cultivation with the understanding. That's why this Dhamma is a leading Dhamma. It's very beautiful. It's not what people think. Yeah. So hopefully, this understanding will give more Kaya Mita faith to develop the cultivation. So thank you so much, Alicia, for bringing out the condition. Continue.
Pratio, actually, 这个事情的发生，真的是我不懂怎样的去讲，就是他那个，他虽然他很快，他的发生是真的是一刹那，但是就是他没有勾出那个thought，说要吐出来，或者你没有说那个
是哦。Don't go to that thought one. The awareness is fully aware. Then you know how to manifest one.
对，所以我非常感恩，所以我感觉到这一切的，所以不是就现在讲的什么六根触六尘的六识，
对，
完完全全明白，
杀掉，
感恩。所以怎么说呢？他所谓的 cultivation 是一定要 step by step 的，就是去明白某一个阶段，就是起初你要明白那个 five aggregates，
yeah,
然后接下来就是慢慢的去明白。
Yeah.
我虽然我就是我读了很多，我可能说我可能是明白，但是我要把它怎样的拎上来去解释出来，
yeah,
那还是需要的一点点的时间。
Yeah,
所以对，所以还有就是Brad就该讲我们怎样 cultivate 那个 mindfulness， 其实我跟着Brad就的 method， 所谓的 method， 所谓的 instruction， 其实我是跟足Brad就讲的，就好像Brad就刚才讲的，我起初起床的时候怎样掀开那个背啊，怎样啊下来啊
fully aware 啊，
最有用的一个方法，我觉得就是当我们很急一起来，就是他的那个 tactile 的 consciousness 第一个呈现出来，
对，
你怎样的去 aware 他，然后先不要去 address 他之类的，就是 like you know you just aware and then but you don't rush to
yeah the, yeah 对。
其实我做很多这一 part 的 cultivation， 就是它慢慢，就是因为当下其实它那个 sensation 是有，但是它就刹那就灭了，
对，
然后你就明白到这个是无常的，就是这样 from 这个一直演绎一直变得去
你的 thought 没有 grasp at it 啊，也就是不存在的，
所以
it just that 刹那的 conscious moment，
对，就是那个一个 feeling 这
样子， actually 是 moment 的，
对，
以前我 test the pain sharp pain I fully aware I stay there， then I realize it's like what Alicia went to It's just that split second, no, that awareness of it, no, that is the one. Then after that, the next one arises and passes away. Next one, then when you have clarity or awareness, the thought doesn't come in and interfere. Then you don't have to rush, you don't have to kanchong and do all those things. No more, you are not like a normal human being. Really. You will move according to your awareness and your pain. And with the awareness, the thing doesn't come in and disturb you. Not like normal, heedless living. No more already. That's why you will develop all this understanding and joy while you develop the cultivation following the Dhamma way. That's why the Dhamma that the Buddha has shared and taught us is very, very amazingly beautiful. And it's a living Dhamma. Can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. And it's not a theory or something that you try to live it. No. When the understanding comes, your nature automatically have that wisdom and understanding. Then the form and mind is the form and mind doing all this. The vehicle and the tool, you understand clearly. Just like just now, before we really go into the sutta, the first and second session, remember? The meditation time. I actually explained this time around the awareness-based meditation in a slightly different way already. I introduced certain new understanding and new thing for those who have gone through to develop the understanding. Then later on in the sutta part, you remember that five aggregate, the first noble truth reality, I expanded on it. Do you all realize how I went into the form, then the feeling, then the perception, then the sankhara, mind state, everything, then the consciousness, and how I relate it to world event and all those things, and real life example of how this thing manifests. We are now, most Kayamita has the understanding already, and you can actually understand what I say, what my nature share. And these are very beautiful teaching that you can't find in books or other places, unless that being is also a cultivator with that type of understanding, then they may share it with you. Otherwise, you can't find. Very difficult. We have to reach this level of cultivation and go through all this with this type of understanding. It's not easy. But my nature rejoices. We are now, a lot of Kayamita is starting to realize a lot of this type of early part of the cultivation. Then when it unfolds, it releases the causes and conditions for my nature to share. Although it happened 30 years ago, but when there is condition, my nature can actually recollect and recall what happened. But the transformation part, the meditative understanding and the internal transformation, that one, there is a lot of things that has happened, but I don't think this one can come out so fast. Unless people can reach that state of cultivation. Yet the inside one is a lot. But good enough, don't worry. Whatever that arise now is already good enough. And all these are the one that we will have the causes and conditions to share, and it will be recorded, and it will be archived in the website. And cultivate all the way, that's why this website will help them a lot, and it will manifest beautifully in the future. So make full use of my nature's ability to share and understand, then wherever there is causes and conditions, do ask. Especially this year, next month's year, month end retreat. I think this is retreat, a lot of things will happen. Then you all will learn a lot of beautiful new things. Then hopefully after that, because this year, like some something very strange is happening. A lot of things is happening. My nature can sense it, can actually detect it. Even our Wu Tai San treatment, all those things. A lot of things that when we come back until now, non-stop, keep on happening. Maybe until that gathering of kilometers. So all this is going to unfold and develop the fate of kilometers. And this fate, if it's developed with right understanding and really make use of, a lot of kilometers will progress very fast, very, very fast. Even the new people, like Cindy Chong, she, although she only came to my physical class recently in the Zoom, she has been telling me in the early year when she listened to my talk, especially my sharing on how I developed the mindfulness on the bed and I come out, and she was doing that years ago. That's why she can understand. So all this, you can actually find out from all these people who has done it. Even Alicia just now also mentioned, she's been doing that for very long. And Po Cheng, I believe, also have done a lot of all these things. You just listen attentively and give it a try. You got nothing to lose. But the moment you have the faith, the virya will drive you, then you will do it. Then when it become a part of you, when your mindfulness stabilize, all this will happen by itself and unfold. And you will have a lot of joy. Then when you share, it becomes different again. Because everyone is different. Everyone is subject to the test in different manner and different way. That's why Alicia one is the taking of the vitamin. This vitamin one, first time I hear. And most of the time it's other type of thing. That's why different people, different. And all this sharing, it's very beautiful. 很好, Alicia, Sadhu, you continue.
感恩Brother教教的方法是非常的直接的，因为它可以让我们看到我们的sankhara，因为那个sankhara是刹那刹那的，然后我们就不要去address它，就是让它生灭生灭，其实什么都不用说。所以在这里我。 就是这几年来所有的学习在Brother就这边，就是每天就运用在生活里面，非常的实用，就是佛法人间化，就是每一天在用，而且每一天就是针对我们的，其实就是我们的烦恼，就是我们的障碍嘛，所以后来我才知道，原来佛陀的四万八千法门其实就是针对我们的。 四千八万种烦恼而所，arises的这个 causes and condition，所以在这个不知不觉，其实Brother就我可以讲，我不知不觉我是under Brother Dude的 guidance， 我好像走上菩萨道，其实我也不知道当下我们发愿。 我也是发愿了，其实我的愿其实也是在那边，但是我从来就没有想过什么菩萨道，就是我只希望我把我先把我自己的烦恼，所有的就是来，把我自己的烦恼先把它一个就是我们的习气啊，慢慢的去磨，慢慢的一个一个把它，因为太多太多也太深了。 所以希望就是所谓的 test 啊，其实有时我很感恩所谓的 test， 因为那个 test 会给我们 develop understanding，
yeah, wisdom，
就好像这次我出门，我们两个买了同样的 SIM 卡，但是我的 line 是永远是没有的 ，Freddy 的一直有的，所以他就是看你怎样的去 manifest 你的 mindset。
How you react to all this?
所以到最后，我根本就不要用那个所谓的 the line 了，you know, just let things be, you know.
对。
So 就是，哎呀，他 Freddy 说，你可能你弄错了。我说我已经 try 了，我早上起来我也在 try， 但是过了一个小时后，我决定放弃了。我讲我再也不要做，因为。I mean, on the positive side of it, 你不用看电话，你就没有起这么多的sankara。所以整个行程，就是很感恩，就是
sadhu，
非常的遇到也很多的那种善，善知识，所谓的跟我们分享，还有帮忙。所以我就是感觉就是。事情就是很圆满的，
对，
你会觉得很圆满的，因为你没有起很多的负面的想法，就是这个 right view 很重要嘛。
嗯，
所以 coming back， 我觉得在这个修行的道路上，他所谓的要我们 go through 的，就是很sincere， 很 diligent 的去慢慢的走。就是其实你，但是如果在 Bradio 这里的所谓的，其实也是走到的顿教方面哦，其实又没有见次的如果你能够直接回到那个所谓的我们的自信，你根本也是可以所谓的 sudden enlightenment， 因为 Bradio 教的跟六祖教的是同一个法门。所以
他会 manifest，
对，所以我想每一个人有每一个人的不一样的怎么样讲那个路
啊，对，
也每一个人的法门也不一样，
那个开示路，
对，是的，所以
everyone is different， how you actually develop the awakening， everyone is different， it depends on your past， your coming， some with the coming obstruction， some without so much coming obstruction。Then some, they have developed the wisdom way. Then when they come, they will develop the understanding very fast. So for Alicia's case, actually, she has done it in the past. But the only thing is, the karmic side also, she need to pay back this life. That's why the 16 years of depression is for her to go through. And her way is...like that Eckhart Tolle, similar, not the same. Have to go through depression and suffering. Then that one can trigger off the faith and all those things, the diligence to go all out and develop all this. Then once the coming obstruction over, everything will fall into place. Then she will progress very fast. Then you look at the other Kayamita also.They develop the understanding on their own. And most of them are clean slate, like Alicia's case and Pujing's case. No earlier on type of Theravada method technique, or they never learn all this one. They come straight into my class and learn the direct one. Then they follow instruction and they just do exactly as per the instruction. Then all these things will manifest. Then Po Cheng got a message, he said, Sadhu, and very good to everyone. Then Po Cheng, just to let you know, Alicia coming down to Singapore next Monday. She has volunteered to help bring the book down. That one is for the Buddhist library. We supposed to offer to Bante. I add in the Heart Sutta. So hopefully they can keep it in the library.So that they can refer to it whenever there are cultivators of the way who wants to develop the understanding. So, sadhu to Po Cheng also for the good arrangement to present to the Buddhist library. Where we are using their place when I'm down there. There was this 28th July. They want to offer me, my wife, my...daughter, they all invite us for a lunch. Then after lunch, we supposed to have a Dharma session for the Kayamita of Singapore. So they have arranged this Buddhist library which is in Geylang. And I believe it's a very conducive place. So we Google, you see, they have Dhamma Hall, everything. And they have the facilities. So it's very kind of them to allow us to use that place. So we really rejoice. So Pochek, make a note. Alicia will call you according to her. Then you all can meet at the hotel she stay. Then the books will be given to you. Okay, that is just a note. Alicia, continue. 还有什么?
Brother, when I look back, 真的好像冥冥中 全部都是安排好的。
对,安排好了的。 也不是一个 like miracle or chance, 它是前世因的。 But 你的位是这样的, that's why it manifests that way. And that time when you start the condition for the understanding to come, I remember, you develop that interest to chase after Sui An for the recording one. Until Sui An also, actually because of you, every time Thursday dawn before 11:30, she'll come out on the whole of the recording and the thing. So that one really sadhu. Then because of you, I think a lot of Kaimita get to listen to the recording. 很好, sadhu.
Yeah, 感恩 Brother Sui An, 还有所有的 technical team. Actually, 我们真的是非常 blessed. 因为除了 Brother 可以在 physical class, 然后我们又可以听 recording, 还可以不停的再听。
对。So,
我会想, 回头看一下 我的这10年的所谓的 cultivation, 在这边学习。 很多东西我真的是无法的, 就是不可思议。
对。比如来那些经书啊,
比如来我的所有的, like Brother 讲, 我一定要去普陀山啊, 这一切。
对, meant to be.
对,这些, 这一切都冥冥中好像安排好。
对。而且我自己,
我有一次很, 一直哭着的, 对, 在那个火车前面说,
是,
I go to the I go to the Buddha for the refuge, and
yeah,
I go to the Dharma and the Sangha.
Sangha,
一直哭着, you know, 那个发自内心的那种渴望，就是那个求那个三宝的加持的心，非常非常的渴望，就是非常的需要这样子, you know, 我真的是不懂怎么样的去形容这一切的 manifestation.
Yeah, in fact, many Gaya Mita 感应到, even 伯庆的时候也在那个中台, 也是一样, 感应到, and a lot of things happen. 他也是流泪, but with joy on. So, 很多这些, like sign, that manifest, 是给我们 faith and understanding. Then after that, 你自己里面, in the heart area where you develop the cultivation, it transforms and it becomes sensitive. And it develops all this. And they will just unfold. That's why 你不是修行子, you will not go through and you will not understand. But to them, it's like, how can this thing happen? This is like storytelling, fairy tale. No, scientists, if you are not in this line, you have not developed the cultivation, you cannot actually encounter all this. Even the strange phenomena or those things, the manifestation, the nature's condition that manifest. Without the awareness, without the Dhamma understanding, you cannot detect them and you cannot cause them to arise. And so on. All this happened because of causes and conditions. And when they manifest, it really gives you faith and understanding and transform your entire cultivation. That's why all the spiritual trip and the retreat, all the our activity, they actually all develop into very beautiful causes and conditions for Kayamita to progress, especially the Kayamita Fund that actually develop the Kayamita force that move a lot of these things. And all this will gather momentum as from now onward. And the website is going to be the gem. Maybe just to share a little bit to give you more faith. Jin Hao was doing the thing for me on the website. And she got all the data. He got all the data. And he sent me the latest one, I think about 1 week ago. It really surprised. There were almost 100 countries people log in to the website. And Malaysia, number one. 30,000 what they call people log in. Not 30,000. The website received so much people visit the website and listen. Singapore number 2, 7,000 something. USA number 3. And there are a lot of countries that I never heard their name before. So all this is to give your faith. But no need to go and spread all this. Forget about it. It's just the condition that manifests. You see, this is not something like you can be interested in or not. It's something very dry or no. It's Dhamma. It's not storybook where you can go in and bestseller. This one, you must have the interest only you can listen. Possession sometimes is 2-3 hour one. You think you have the patience. Most of them would have left. But why are these people keep on listening and the subscriber base more and more? Now it's almost hitting near to 700 already. Our Kamita maximum 100 plus only. And active one, I think less than 60 or 70. But yet, it manifests. Then I was very surprised now. They told me they Singapore got relative Singapore Dhamma friend, Kayamita. And they are coming out with the offering to the Buddhist library there. That's why my nature rejoiced. And my wife asked me, hey, when you have the Singapore Buddhist group, Kayamita? I say, I don't have. But this must be the people who came to me. Then they formed their own what they call WhatsApp group. Because this lunch, now end up 22 already, not 20. 11, 2 table. Yeah, it's mentioned that. So I was also quite surprised. It means the number starts to increase. So the original people who came to me were only a few, I remember, at that time, of 5 or 6. Then brothers Chia, then Sandra, the wife, then Po Cheng, then the rest of Seng Hua and Arlene, they contacted me quite long ago. Then that time I went out to Singapore, I think they didn't know who I am also. Until TK. Chan, TK Chan. Then the rest all came later. So all this, it unfold on its own without me doing anything. I don't know them, the Singapore side. All of them, I don't know them. But somehow, they have affinity, then come into contact, then project, attend retreat. At this round, quite a number from Singapore coming for the retreat. I think Sister Singh Hua, and there are quite a number. The two accountants also, I think, Bing Fee and all those things. So all these are very beautiful Kayamitas that has the affinity and the faith. And hopefully, with what we share, it can give you all more faith so that more Kayamita can develop the understanding and progress. Then all of us can together walk the path of Dhamma and become true Kayamita to be a blessing to the world. Okay? So sadhu. I think we should end already. The alarm went off already. Okay. Aka Satta Chya Bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang tang anuwo di tua. จิรังรักกันตุโลกาสาสนะอิตาวัตตาจามิหิสัมปดันปุญญาสัมปดันสัพเพเทวาอนุโมทันตุสัพสัมปติสิทิยาอิดังเมญญาทินังโหตุสุขิตาหันตุญาตโยอิดังเมญญาทินังโหตุสุขิตาหันตุญาตโยอิดังเมญญาทินังโหตุสุขิตาหันตุญาตโยเดโมวาสตุกาเวนะสาสสัมปติเหตุเชปิโตบาวาตุโลโกเชราชาบาวาตุดามิโกอิมีนาปุญญังคาเมนะมาเมบาลาสมากโมสัตตังสมากโมโหตุยาวานิวานาปาติยาสาธุสาธุสาธุโอเคYou can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Guanyin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end our Dhamma sharing session. Sadhu.